The tragic events of 9/11 are etched in the world's memory. Among the stories of personal heroism that marked that day is that of a 32-year-old named Todd Bremer. He was not in New York as the Twin Towers came down. He was high above Pennsylvania in another hijacked jet that was to be deliberately crashed. Sitting at the rear of the plane, he knew that all aboard were doomed unless some daring action was taken. He decided on a bold move. He would try to overpower the terrorists. After secretly signaling his intention to other passengers, he prayed the Our Father out loud. And then he uttered his last recorded words, "Let's roll." And with that, he led several other men in an attempt to take control of the aircraft so that they could bring it down safely. Later, his wife spoke about him as a gentle man who wouldn't stand for others being hurt. And she added, "Todd's faith was his top priority in life." In today's gospel, we hear the apostles asking Jesus to increase their faith. It looks as though faith was their top priority too. This is only one of two occasions in the Gospel of Luke where the apostles make a precise request of Jesus. Real faith means so much more than just subscribing to a list of beliefs. It means committing oneself to a person and putting all one's trust in him. And for us, that person is Jesus Christ. We're not going to make much sense of Jesus' response to his friends unless we recognize that what he says is not meant to be taken literally. "Were your faith the size of a mustard seed," he said, "you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you." Jesus is not expecting us to litter the sea with uprooted trees. It's just a bold way of saying that faith can do the impossible, and so it can. At the same time, trusting in the Lord is not the same thing as meekly accepting whatever happens in our world without so much of as a word of complaint. Just look at today's first reading, where Habakkuk the prophet rebukes the Lord because of a fearful enemy is approaching, and it looks as though violence and power are going to win the day. Despite his pleas for an explanation, the only response he gets is that the upright will live by their faithfulness. Our God is big enough to accept our anger and our cries of outrage, provided that we don't lose hold of our faith in God. In our heart of hearts, we all know that faith is a gift to be cherished as a top priority. Faith is the basis of our relationship with the Lord. Without it, we can have no friendship with Him. Without it, the reception of the sacraments would be worthless. Without it, the words of the Bible would lose their power for us. Without it, coming to Mass would be pointless. Without it, we'd never understand, as today's Gospel tells us, that even when we've done all that the Lord requires of us, we are doing no more than our duty. If faith is as vital as that, then we do not simply hold on to it, but we cultivate it to encourage its growth. And that leads us to the only other place in Luke's Gospel where the apostles make a specific request of Jesus. One day, they'd seen him praying, and they begged him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Faith and prayer go together. If we pray, our faith grows. If our faith grows, we are drawn to prayer. Of course, Lord, increase our faith is itself a prayer. It's a prayer we could use and could make especially our own today. Perhaps we could repeat it time and time again throughout the day. Lord, increase our faith. And there's no reason to stop praying it. It can be our companion through life. A repeated request that we may become people of prayer. That through our faith, we may become people who live close to the Lord.